Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Joining us now, Congressman Gary Palmer is back with us. Gary, welcome back in. Thanks for having with me, or being here with me.
Well, glad to be on with you, JT. Good morning.
So I saw you're out riding bicycle this morning. What were you guys doing? Special event?
Well, this is National Law Enforcement Week, and we did a Back the Blue bike ride this morning, rode down to the Lincoln Memorial and to the National Police Memorial. As you know, last February 2020, Officer Nico Rear with the Kimberly Police Department lost his life, had his life taken, actually. And we presented a wreath in memory of Officer Rear and the 394 police officers around the country who lost their lives last year. It was a tough year for law enforcement last year.
And yeah, it sure was.
It started out to be a tough year this year.
Well, you know, that's awesome. I'm glad that y'all did that and, you know, show support. Back the Blue. Absolutely. I'm right there with you. And, well, I tell you, you're right, Gary. The attack on law enforcement around this country last year, and it looks like it's not letting up this year, is just awful, with mountains being made out of molehills in a lot of cases, and, you know, not all the facts known before people start really emotionally reacting to certain circumstances. Are leaving the career in droves.
One of our members is Pete Stauber, a law enforcement officer who was shot in the line of duty. And Kat Kamak, who's a freshman, is married to a first responder. And literally while we were having this press conference, her husband was on his way to a SWAT situation, and I'm sure she just had her guts were in a knot, wondering how that was going to go down.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the effort there and what you guys did this morning. I saw that, and I just wanted to, you know, bring that to light as well for everybody that may not realize that in addition to battling Democrats in the Capitol, you're out there supporting the good things as well, and that being law enforcement. So, yeah, thank you, Gary, for doing that. Also, I want to get your thoughts on Liz Cheney voted out yesterday, no longer in the position that she had, third in command of the Republicans in the House. A big vote there, a voice vote. Where did you land on this vote?
Well, T.T., I never talk about what we do as a family. That's inside the family. But what I have reminded people of, and particularly my colleagues, in leadership and those who are in members of the conference, is that we all in leadership, all of us serve at the pleasure of the members. And that when you present yourself for election to leadership, you understand that you represent the whole conference, not just your own views. And I don't hold how people vote against them. They're not answerable to me. They're answerable to their voters in their districts. I don't argue with them over positions that are positions of conviction. But being in leadership, every one of us have a responsibility to be very circumspect in what we say, how we say it, and where we say it, and not to become a distraction to the overall objective. And our issue is not Donald Trump. It's this radical agenda of the Biden administration and Pelosi and Schumer.
Right.
And our focus needs to be on that.
Well, you know, Congressman Mel Brooks was on with me earlier this morning. He voted to have her taken out of this. If you don't want to share that, that's your call. But it does sound like that you're right and you agree that she was not on the team and not supporting, you know, where we need to be as Republicans and conservatives and pushing forward with what is good for this country and what's, you know, bringing up what's not happening with this Biden administration. And looking back, it sounds like this personal vendetta because of her dad and Trump's relationship, she's not letting it go. I mean, it sounds almost venomous, where she continues to come out even after the fact, still taking shots and saying things like, I will do everything in my power to keep him away from the Oval Office. I mean, hold on a minute. We got business to do in Washington.
Well, and that was my whole point, and I did support the change in leadership because it's a distraction. And if Liz has those convictions and she wants to talk about them, that's fine, but you cannot do that as part of the leadership team. It'd be like playing football and refusing to run the plays that are called, or, you know, complaining about somebody else on the team. You're just not going to play with the team. You're going to lose, and you can't. We can't afford that right now. The country cannot afford it, JT. It's not. It's way beyond the politics. Now it's strictly about the policy and this agenda that is so destructive for the country. So I just felt I think we gave her a second chance, and it didn't work out.
Yeah, she had that no confidence vote. What, back in February, as kind of a warning shot. Hey, Liz, you need to get your act together and be a part of the team. And she doubled down and went the other direction on it. So, hey, nobody's surprised, including her, on the move here. So, Elise Stefanik, how do you feel about her coming in to take her place?
Well, Elise and I came in the same class, and I think Elise understands that in leadership, your personal views on issues or your personal views, you cannot get out and lead on those. You've got to represent the whole conference. And I think she will. I've reached out to her to work with me as the chairman of the policy committee, which I think may actually be beneficial to the whole conference that we've made this change. And because Elise is much more interested in working with me and with French Hill, who is a vice chair of the policy for the National Republican Congressional Committee. So I think we're going to elevate things a good bit on the policy end. In the messaging, which I think is extremely important for us right now, is that people need to know that we are fighting, but they also need to know what we're for, JT, because it's not enough just to be against Pelosi or what they're doing. We've got to tell the American people what we're for.
Well, I think we got a pretty good shot in the midterms based on what's going on for the last 4 months with this Biden administration and how upside down and chaotic our country is right now. So, Gary, I appreciate you. Keep up the good fight. Next time you're in town, call me and let's get together.
I'll do it. Thanks,
all right, buddy. Thank you.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.